This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday we began in an unusual way. I began the message by reading an anonymous letter that I received from a listener. I don't know how you feel when you get an anonymous letter. If you feel a little threatened, you feel a little uncomfortable, what's the problem? Why is someone sending me an anonymous letter? That's how we began the message, a message from 2 Timothy 2:22 and following. Let's continue that message today with the reading of the text, and we'll continue on with the message. God bless you as you listen. We're reading the last letter of the Apostle Paul to a young minister named Timothy. Paul's going to be executed within a matter of days or weeks. He's writing this letter. So it's his last letter, not only to Timothy, but to us. And he just has some general comments to a young man named Timothy. It goes like this in 2 Timothy 2, beginning at verse 22, right where we left off last week. Flee the evil desires of youth. I think the King James Version says, flee youthful lust. And pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. Don't have anything to do with foolish and stupid arguments, because you know they produce quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not quarrel. Who's the Lord's servant? Timothy. Timothy, you must not quarrel. Instead, you must be kind to everyone, able to teach, and not resentful. Those who oppose him, he must gently instruct in the hope that God will grant them repentance. All these years you've been praying for a husband or a wife to repent, a son or daughter, and God gives the gift of repentance, which is a new thought for all of us today, perhaps. God will grant them repentance, leading them to a knowledge of the truth, and that they will come to their senses and escape from the trap of the devil who has taken them captive to do his will. What I'd like to do is just point out some things from these verses and just share with you from my heart what I think the Apostle Paul is saying to Timothy. First of all, if you recognize the words flee and pursue, we had that in 1 Timothy 6. And I made a big deal about it because I think it may have been the most important message of the first book of Timothy, in that he mentions again to Timothy, flee, pursue. What are the things in your life that you need to flee? Every man in this room knows what it is right now. I don't have to tell you anything. I don't have to write you an anonymous note and you know what you're supposed to flee. You know. Every man, every woman in this room knows what it is in your life you've got to flee. You remember when in the Old Testament, I didn't even mention this in the first service, but Joseph's seduction was tried on him by Potiphar's wife. He worked for a man named Potiphar in the Egyptian government, and she tried to seduce him one day at the house when they're there alone. And he literally ran out of the house in such a way that she grabbed his coat and was left hanging with his coat when he took off out of the house. And one commentator put it this way, sometimes the most religious thing you can ever do in your life is to get out of someplace. Sometimes the most important thing you can do spiritually is to get out of a relationship, to get out of places where you're going. Fleeing is a big part of life spiritually, but we not only flee, we pursue.
Well, tomorrow we'll develop that idea of flee, pursue. And I mentioned it before in the last series from 1 Timothy, we said fleeing usually involves a person or a place. Most people know that there's a person they need to flee from and there is a place they need to flee from. We'll continue this message tomorrow on Cross Hope. I hope you do know that our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org, to listen to this message again or any message that you hear on Cross Hope. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.